unacknowledged the groups in the first instance for their perseverance and patience with the application process. I know sports clubs did come towards the end of the funding announcements because of their, I suppose, their appreciation that families and roads and bridges had to be completed first. So I'd like to acknowledge their patience in that regard. But it's important that these clubs who cater for a wide range of young people in their communities, and look, I'm particularly delighted for Newton Cullingham as well, that they're on the back of a big year as well, being Ulster champions, and I think it's important to acknowledge that.
And you have said that you will continue work on numerous fronts, and this will include hopefully funding to be announced for more amenities in the county.
These clubs have received funding, and the roads, the bridges, and the different facilities and different infrastructure that was needed. But look, there are still outstanding elements. I know at the very beginning of the floods last August, people were talking about 2 years before everything's right in the peninsula. That was how big the impact was. But there are a number of others. I know there's an amenity in Buncrana as well that we are already working on, looking at ways of pursuing funding for that. It's important that that's taken care of as well.